The following program has been pre-recorded.
It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios of Today's Wish 99.7 FM, and thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning. Gee, I tell you, how about this weather? I guess it makes it easy to stay inside when you got crappy weather, you know, it makes it somewhat bearable, but thanks for tuning into our program. Hopefully the weather's going to get better. Hopefully our situation's going to get better and we'll start to get things back to normal. But of course, just be careful out there. And of course, if you are sick or think you're sick, please stay away from everybody else. That'll help us beat this virus that's going around. But I'd like to thank you all for tuning in Saturday morning here. My name is George Dukovich. I'm a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor representative with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC, and we're here Saturday mornings on the Moneyline Show, 7:30 to 8. Tape replay Sunday mornings at 6:30 to 7. We talk about what's going on in the markets, of course, what's going on in the economy, some tax issues, some financial planning issues, general issues, trying to give you some ideas to think about your own financial planning, some actions you could take with your own financial planning. That's why we're here. And to remind our listeners, you can check out our website, dukovichfinancial.com. And you can also, if you have questions during the week, give us a call at 412-281-3119. Kind of another interesting week as we are in shutdown mode here, but some things I did want to pass along. You know, we have time to do our contributions for IRAs. I wanted to pass along that if you're thinking about it, don't forget to put some money in, put some money away at savings. And if you're younger, of course, keep buying, keep saving, keep purchasing more. It's always good to get things at a lower price on sale. But don't forget, you could put away up to $6,000 in your IRA contributions this year. That's both the traditional IRA and a Roth IRA. Now, if you're over 50, you're in the bonus round. Don't forget, you can put $7,000 into that IRA. Even though tax season's over, we could still keep going. We have a 2-month extension on our tax returns to get the taxes done. But you know, it's funny. It seems like everybody got them done. I mean, the majority of people anyway. Talking to clients every day and with the taxes that we do, a lot of people just said, hey, let's get them done. Let's keep it moving, get that out of the way. Because I'm sure when the weather gets nice, better than what we have now, when the weather gets nicer, nobody wants to be sitting inside doing their taxes in June or July. That's for darn sure. So, again, keep in mind, you'd have that little bit extra time. But also think about those contributions. Couple issues that we were talking about strategy-wise, dealing with conversions from Roth IRAs and contributions. Think about this. If you do qualify, here's a planning strategy, something to think about. And make sure you give it some thought. Just don't do it because we're talking about it, but give it some thought. If you have money in a regular account or some type of joint account, maybe you and your spouse, and you qualify to set up Roth IRAs, think about putting some of that joint account money or single money, if you're a single person, think about putting some of that in the Roth IRA if you qualify. Why? Because you'll make that money tax-free forever. Think about that. You know, you have time to do it for this year. And then think about doing it for the new year. We're in 2020, right? Whole new year. Think about front-loading that money, buying in now. Maybe you have some favorite investments that you like. Buy in now because the prices are lower. So take a look at your account balances. Take a look at those monies and see if you qualify for the Roth IRA. See if you have enough liquid money to add to the Roth IRAs and put the money in and get it off the tax grid. Think about it. Tax-free forever. How do you beat that? You can't beat that. Also, we mentioned last week a couple things you want to do too. Think about some of the Roth IRA conversions. Conversions are different than contributions. Now, keep in mind, they all have income limits, so you got to check the rules. You got to check your income. You got to put your income up against the rules to see if you qualify. But think about those conversions because all of a sudden the markets are creeping back. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but another good week we'll look at some of those market statistics in after our break here And some people ask, George, how can a market go up when all this terrible bad news? And I have some bad economic news to pass along, but we'll deal with that. Tell you what, let's take a break here. You're listening to the Money Line Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we will be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns, so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Hey, welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. A reminder to our listeners, we'll be around for a bit after the show, taking your calls at 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to visit our website, DukovichFinancial.com. We were talking about these Roth conversions, different than contributions. Keep those in mind there. Contributions, you have income limits, and there's different income limits for adding money to an IRA and adding money to a Roth IRA. So you have the old traditional IRA, that's one type of IRA account, Roth IRA, another type of contribution. The modified adjusted income limits are different for each, so make sure you check into those. But seriously, thinking about adding some money to the Roth side if you have the chance. If you have money in a joint account or an individual account and you qualify, think about adding those funds in there. Yeah, it'll serve you well down the road. And why do I say that? We are spending a lot of money, correct? Who knows what's going to happen to tax rates down the road? So that's something to think about. In addition to that, if you were contemplating rolling over an old IRA or an older 401k and converting it to a Roth, well, the values are lower. You're going to pay less income tax now. Roll it over, let it grow and rebound inside the Roth, because then all that rebounding and all that growth, guess what, is tax-free. So make sure you check into that. Let's take a look at the markets. Not a bad week for the market. Stocks ended Friday with some nice gains. A positive week. A lot of people seem to be thinking that everything's going to get a little bit better, or there's some treatments that are showing some promise. The White House outlined a plan to reopen parts of the economy, so did a number of governors. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up, let's say almost 3%, we'll just call it almost 3%. We're up around 705 points to close at 24,000. We're over 24,242, somewhere around that number. Okay, the S&P 500, that also gained around 75 points, about 2.7%, not bad. The NASDAQ Composite gained 118 points, about 1.4%, and the NASDAQ closed right around 86.50, we'll call it, 8,650. Now, the gains left the Dow up 2% for the week. The S&P rose about 3% for the week, and the NASDAQ, that jumped up about 6% for the week. Boeing was a big stock this past week. Boeing jumped about 14%. That helped the Dow out because it's in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That was up about 14%, that Boeing stock. Company said it would slowly resume production, so everyone took that as a positive. Now, look at those numbers I just mentioned. 2% for the week, 2.8% for the week, 3% for the week. Think about that. There are going to possibly be some days, individual days coming forward. You never know, depending on what happens in the news. So you got to prepare yourself for this. There's going to be some days where they will go down 3% in a day, 4% in a day, possibly even 5% in a day. So if you're a long-term investor, be aware of that. Understand it, okay, because it could happen. If the news doesn't just get a little bit better every day and something negative comes out, you could have big days that'll sell off. And that's where you hear people, if you watch the financial channels and listen to what everyone says, you'll hear people talking about retesting or 5 or 10% sell-off days. They might go back to, you know, where we're, you know, testing certain levels on these various indexes. So think about that. But we've had the sharpest 15-day rally for the S&P 500 since the 1930s. Think about that. Since the 1930s, this has been the sharpest 15-day rally for the S&P 500, up some 27, 28, 29% in those 15 days. That's why it's difficult. People say, should I be in cash? Should I be out of cash? Should I be in the market? You know, I want to try to make back what, you know, what I lost. Well, if you're in cash, it's tough to try to make this back. But I understand the psychology of it. People get nervous and they worry about it. But it's very difficult for any individual to guess which days to be in and which days to be out. So I hope you understand that and set up your portfolio accordingly to how it fits, you know, where you are in life. You know, if you're younger, of course, you have more time to make money back. I mean, you've got to have a good financial plan set up. You've got to have your emergency fund set up, especially when something like this happens. So let's hope this only happens once in our lifetime. One of these is enough. I don't know about you. I mean, the computer's melting down in 2000. Oh, I could live with that. 2008 wasn't that great with the financials melting down. Now we have the health of the country and the world, you know, having a partial meltdown. So let's hope this is short-lived and we can move on here. And I just hope everybody's careful out there, and I hope the best for you and your family. So going back to some of the items out there, some of the other items you need to know about, required minimum distributions. Of course, we talked about it last week. You know, they're on hold, right? You don't have to take them this year. But what happens if you already did? Well, we have a do-over, a kind of a do-over. The IRS, a lot of people are waiting for all the rules for the IRS to put these out there. But the IRS extends the 60-day IRA rollover to July 15th. Now, what does that mean? That means, and they're picking times. Again, you got to be careful. We got to wait till all the small print comes out. If you took required minimum distributions this year, they're not counting the month of January. So if you were one of those people planned ahead to say, I'm taking my money now in January, well, guess what? It's not going to work for you. They're looking at distributions between February 1st and May 15th. February 1st and May 15th. So May 15th, well, what's that, about a month from now. Okay, so we'll talk some more about this when we come back and what the strategy is. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Stukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. And a reminder to our listeners, you can reach us during the week, 412-281-3119. Toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget to check out the website, DukovichFinancial.com. We're talking about the IRS and a lot of folks waiting for the, when I say folks, I'm talking like the financial community, the tax people, the financial planning people, the retirement people waiting for the small print on this extended 60-day IRA rollover to July 15th. And basically what they're looking for is you may be able to put the money back that you took between from your IRA as a required distribution between February 1st and May 15th, a month from now. You'll be able to put that back. You got 60 days to put that back. Now, most people, if they don't want their required minimum distribution, most people have already heard about it and stopped it. But if you haven't, it's possible to stop it. And if you took it and you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe I'll save taxes this year and I'll put it back. Okay, just put the money back in and take it next year. That's all it is. It's a do-over for the year. So if you normally take your RMD at the end of the year, you just might want to wait too. And just say, well, forget it, I'll push it the next year. But some people, let's face it, they need the cash. You need to have the money. And that's what you have to figure out with your budget. And that's part of the planning, we talk about this with a lot of individuals, especially individuals close to retirement. You know, they're all wondering what to do. Well, what's your game plan? You need to have something down. I talked to a number of people, and the big thing is, okay, what do we need money-wise for the month to pay the bills, to keep the lights on, to make your payroll? That's what you need to figure out, especially if you're laid off and going the next couple months or close to retirement. What do I need in cash to get me through the next 1, 2, 3, say up to 6 months? What do I need to have handy? You need to game plan. You need to know what you're spending your money on, all right? That's what you need to do. You need to really get into it and put the numbers on paper. And, of course, it's very difficult to spend money unless you're one of those online shoppers that like to buy all kinds of things online. This might not be a good thing for you because you can't get out of the house and get away from the computer. But put together that budget. It's very, very important to understand what kind of money you need. So have that game plan. Now take a look at your investments. Know what you own and why you own it. You know, different investments are acting different ways. There's no doubt about that. Fixed accounts are stable. They're not going anywhere. Bonds are acting differently than stocks. So know what your asset allocation is and know why you own these different investments. And know what kind of, how would you say, you know, what their time frame of these investments are. If you have more growth investments and you're younger, you're fine. Dollar cost average, that's one of those simple things they teach you in basic investment classes. Make dollar cost averaging work for you. You know, what you do there is you get started as soon as you can. The longer you have to ride out the ups and downs of the market, the more opportunity you're going to have to build a nice investment account over time. Stick with it. You can't imagine how many people have called that were younger and said, gee, I don't want to invest. I'm afraid the market's going on. You're going to have the ability to buy when it's low. Please understand that. You don't want to just buy everything when it's high and full price. You need to buy some low because you have a lot of time to let things rebound and move on with your plan. So stick with it. Dollar cost averaging is a long-term investment strategy. So make sure you have the discipline and the resources to invest continuously throughout all types of market conditions like now. All right. So take advantage of those automatic deductions. either from your checking account, take advantage of those automatic deductions from your payroll checking. All right. Just don't quit those if you're younger and have 10, 20, 30 years to go for retirement, to retirement. So please keep that in mind. And then, of course, tell yourself that sooner or later, this is going to pass. The financial markets, you know, have gone through ups and downs like this in the past. Even if you wish you had sold out at what turned out to be the market peak or regret having sat out and buying nothing at the very bottom, you may well get another chance at this at some point in the future. Hopefully it's not like this, though. So even if you're considering changes, a volatile market can be an inopportune time to turn your portfolio inside out. A well-thought-out allocation is still the best way to get you through situations like this. So make sure you do your planning and, of course, be willing to learn from your mistakes. Every opportunity out there sometimes is a learning opportunity also, so please keep that in mind. As far as markets go, some interesting statistics for the past year. I mean, if you look at the S&P year-to-date, I'm going to say we're down about 12% year-to-date, somewhere in that ballpark. Over the past 12 months, if you look at, you know, a trailing 12-month period, yeah, we're down about, you know, 2.5%. Doesn't sound that bad, does it? As it did, because it was down a lot more. Dow Jones and industrial average year to date, we'll say the same thing, down about 16% in that ballpark, 16%. The Dow Jones over the past 12 months, down about 9%. Doesn't sound bad. NASDAQ composite, year to date, down, we'll call it 5%. NASDAQ's down about 5% year to date over the past 12 months. The NASDAQ index up about 6%. So the NASDAQ, as you can see, has done a lot better than the S&P 500 and Dow Jones. Now, the Russell 2000 small cap index really has taken the hit most year to date. How are they down? Let's say the Russell 2000 is down about 28% year to date. Over the past 12 months, the Russell 2000 down about 23%. So just some interesting numbers to see which indexes seem to be doing better so far year to date. But keep in mind, we still got a long way to go to get out of this mess. Okay, stay tuned. We have to take a short commercial break. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in amazing confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns, so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. Again, folks, thanks for tuning in. You can hear our program here Saturday morning, 7:30 to 8. We hang around to take your calls for a bit after the program. And don't forget, Sunday tape replay for all you early birds, starting at 6:30, it goes to 7, but we're not taking your calls on Sunday morning that early in the morning. Don't want to forget, too, if you got your tax return done, they got that all completed, all filled out, all sent in, and you're wondering where your refund is, don't forget, go to the IRS.gov. They have a tool called Where's My Refund? You can check on the money, see where it is. So don't forget that. Also, if a situation came up this past week, people getting large refunds on their tax return, wondering why they are getting large refunds on their tax return. Well, in most cases, it's because they withheld too much money. Case in point, like if you're withholding 15 and 20% from your accounts and you're only in the 12% bracket, well, guess what? You're withholding too much money. Now, some people will say that's not the best thing to do, but some people like the idea of someone taking their money and saving it and giving it to them once a year. But if you really don't want to have a big refund and you want more spending cash every month, adjust your withholdings. You can adjust your withholdings on just about every type of retirement account out there, whether it's a 401k, 403b, whether it's Social Security, if it's an annuity, IRA, whatever, you can adjust the withholding on those accounts. So if you find out that you are having too much money withheld and would like it in your pocket every month, check with all your investment companies or people that are sending you money on a monthly basis. Check those accounts out and see how you can adjust the withholding. So that's one thing you can do there. But like I said, some people, for whatever reason, that's their forced saving that they're going to use. Stretch IRAs, also want to pass that along. You know, we had the CARES Act we talked about, and then we also have a number of other different things that have happened and different rules that are being placed out there. I know it's a lot for people to, you know, stay on top of, but keep this in mind, the Stretch IRA, if you're looking at more family planning down the road, if you were going to leave your IRA to someone, the provisions, the old previous law, where non-spouse beneficiary who inherited assets in employer retirement plans and IRAs where they can stretch out that required minimum distribution over their lifetime, well, that's gone. It's basically a 10-year payout now. So one thing you might want to think about is updating your plan. I mean, if it's a big concern to you how your next generation gets money, their ability to manage money. I know the 10-year stretch sounds like a short amount of time, but you probably heard me say before, in some cases, 10 weeks a long time when people inherit money. It goes that quick. But if it's a real concern to you, you might need to sit down and do some additional planning where you're concerned about having money for that next generation. There are some things you can do, and if you're concerned they're just going to get the money and go out and spend it, more or less blow the money in a hurry, you have to take charge. You have to set up a plan, because if they're the beneficiary on an account and you pass away, all they have to do is fill out a form, the claim form, tax withholding, and they can get all the money all at one time. Now, for some people, you might say that's fine, they're good at managing money, but for other people, you might say this is not going to be good, then you need to do the planning. You need to get it together. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. Don't forget, we're going to hang around for a bit after the program, 412-281-3119. Have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial. They help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.